What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Atlanta United color analyst and soccer insider Jason Longshore. Our conversation with Jason is brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelers. The world is watching greatness. Celebrate yours at Salomon Brothers Buckhead, Alpharetta, Sharpsburg, and by Top Tech Mechanical Services. Call 404-TOP-TECH. Jason, before we get into the actual goings-on of the last few days as far as soccer goes, man, hat tip to you. We were talking about it earlier. You've had an incredible month plus. You've burned it at both ends. And so congratulations on a job well done, man. Hopefully you can get some sleep soon.
I'm heading to Charlotte with Atlanta United tomorrow and then New England on Saturday. I think I'll sleep in the hotel between the two games. It'll be good.
Man, you are the hardest working guy. Before we get into the final match, I am curious, because you are a soccer insider, you follow the sport so closely. This was the first time they did the halftime show in the World Cup. Do you think it interfered, or did you enjoy it?
I didn't think it interfered. Honestly, I didn't think it was as long as it actually was. It didn't feel like it was that long or that disruptive. I mean, look, I am used to this with Super Bowls, so it wasn't like that out of the ordinary for me. I thought they did a pretty good job with it. I mean, it was funny to see the reactions globally to it. It felt like Europe hated it and the rest of the world was like, "Oh, that's pretty good." It's fine. Like, I think you'd like to have it maybe be slightly shorter. I think it ended up being 27 minutes from whistle to whistle, and if you could find a way to get it closer to 20, that would be the ideal if you're going to do it. But this is part of the spectacle. Again, we're used to it, we've seen it. I don't have a problem with it. Just get it just slightly shorter, and I think you'll be fine.
Well, the Europeans are angry about everything, so let them
pretty
be.
Much.
Yeah. It's also the British Open, by the way, not the Open. That's what I always tell them. Hey, the actual match that took place, to me, it felt like the best team in the tournament, the entire tournament, won, while the team that had the best player in it just couldn't get it done, and it just like one player wasn't enough to overcome a complete roster. Is that the wrong way to look at it?
No, I think that's pretty accurate. I mean, we talked about it coming into the tournament. I thought Spain was the best team coming in, and it took them a while to get there, and I think they really grabbed that mantle by beating France in the way that they did, because France had played the best up to that point, but Spain was the best collective. And Argentina, like, should not have been able to get to where they did. They were an older team. They had so many challenges in the knockout rounds, and not just the way the games went, but you had a lot of injuries starting to pile up. You had a lot of older players that the fatigue was starting to pile up. And I think you saw that really come out yesterday, where both of your starting center backs had to come out, one due to injury in the first half, which I think wrecked a lot of plans, and then the other coming out as a sub later in the game. It's just so difficult when that starts to pile up against a team like Spain, because ultimately what Spain did was they kept the ball from you. They didn't let Argentina have the ball in dangerous areas, really outside of the very, very end. I mean, two shots for Argentina deep in stoppage time were all they could pull off. And that's, you know, I've seen a lot of bad reads of this. Argentina didn't come into the game wanting to sit back and defend, because that's not how they can play. It's not who they are, but they're not very good at doing that. They wanted the ball. They literally couldn't get it. And I think so often when we break down games like this, we look first at what went wrong. Let's look at what went right. Spain was amazing with the ball. Rodri won the player of the tournament, well-deserved. I thought, you look at the entire group, they were just so clean with their passing, so clean with their organization. Their manager, Luis de la Fuente, since he took over in 2022, they've only lost twice. He won so many different youth World Cups and youth championships with Spanish youth national teams and brought those guys through. So they've built this collective that it's in their DNA, the way that they play. And this has really been built over the last 20 years or so in terms of Spanish teams playing everything with the ball, using it to attack, using it to defend, using it to control the game. And we saw it yesterday.
Yeah, Jason, I was curious to ask too, and I think a lot of the conversation was about Argentina, but when we talked to you last week, it was like, you know, no matter who comes out of the other semifinal, they're not going to be favored against Spain, and they haven't lost in a couple of years. They seem young, just from me, who I don't watch it nearly as close as you, but what do you think the next 4 years holds for Spain with a group of players that it seems like this is just kind of the tip of the iceberg?
Yeah, they're not going anywhere. This is a really young team, and I mean, Lamine Yamal gets a lot of the headlines. He didn't have the tournament that we maybe hoped that he would. You know, the injury coming in, I think, affected him, and he wasn't as sharp as he has been with Barcelona. He wasn't as sharp as he was 2 years ago in the European Championships with Spain, but he was good. He was effective. The other teenager who started, Pau Cubarsí, who was named the young player of the tournament, he's amazing at 19 years old to play center back in this style, where you're not just sitting back there winning headers and clearing the ball. Like, you're asked to really start the attacks, and he did such a great job with it. Spain's not going anywhere at all. They've got such young talent coming up. They're your favorites going into the next European Championships in 2 years. They'll be the favorites, barring major injuries or anything, going into the World Cup, that they will be part of the hosting group with five other nations, because the 2030 World Cup is even crazier than the 2026 World Cup. Here's one other thing, and I think I mentioned it with you guys. It's now four men's World Cups in a row that the team who played the first semifinal and had the day of extra rest won. Also, four men's European Championships, three women's World Cups, three women's European Championships. So since really 2012, 2014, the last tournaments in Europe and in the World Cups that you've had the semifinals on like a Tuesday and a Wednesday, the team that won on Tuesday wins the tournament at the end, that extra day of rest. Maybe it's a coincidence, but I feel like that's a whole lot of data to show that although it would maybe hurt your TV audience, I think you need to have the semifinals on the same day.
Yeah, that's too many coincidences in my book.
Mm-hmm.
We are joined by soccer insider Jason Longshore. And Jason, I know you're a major Argentina fan. So if this was Messi's final World Cup, where does this tournament rank in his career?
It's funny you ask it like that, because I think it really would have been very well received. And I don't think you could have argued it if they had named him player of the tournament, because he carried this team in a way that we had not seen him do really since 2014, where he took them to the final and they lost an extra time. He should not have been able to do what he did, not at 39 years old, turning 39 during the tournament. And people already saying his international career would be done after 2018. He scored 13 goals in his last two World Cups. He had 7 assists in his last two World Cups. It's crazy. And I think this one is even more impressive because of the comebacks and because of the adversity that the team dealt with during the knockout rounds. I don't think there's any question about it anymore. If there is, I think it's, I don't know if it's just pettiness or just wanting to be contrarian, saying he's not the greatest of all time. It's unbelievable. And I really don't know if we'll see another athlete like this, because I mean, you think to all the greats in all of our sports, when they get to this stage of their careers, they're very rarely able to do what Messi did in this tournament on a regular basis anymore. And he makes it look normal. And that shouldn't be the case physically, but he finds a way. And there's a bunch of other Argentine players who this is probably going to be their last tournament. Their coach, Lionel Scaloni, who I think is one of the great national team coaches anywhere of all time, to do what he did with winning 3 straight competitions and getting to a final. He might step down as well. It really feels like a whole new era is coming for Argentine soccer. And just like we talked about with Spain in terms of what they have coming, Argentina's got some good players coming up. They don't have another Lionel Messi on the way, because nobody has that on the way. He's one of one.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Jason, you said he makes it look normal and physically shouldn't be able to. I'm going to say the same thing about you, my friend, on the way out of here. I don't know how you do it, dude. So we appreciate not only all the work you've done on the station, but hanging out with us over the last few weeks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, anytime you guys want to talk soccer, you know where I'm at.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra Strength Recovery, now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.